Hi, everybody. We're going to be doing this week a very, very fascinating tshuva from Rav Aj Yosef, very beautiful tshuva in the most recent volume that was a posthumous volume that was released. A question that Rav Aj received from Rav Eliyahu Schlesinger, who is the Rav of Gilo, in 1984, where very, very interesting question came up. In Gilo, seems there was a religious school and a secular school, the Mamlachti Dati and the Mamlachti and Stam Mamlachti school. And now they wanted to make a third school, parents and Rabbanim, called Torani, where there would be more hours of Kodesh and the learning of Limurei Kodesh would be on a higher level. And now, when they started opening up the school, who came to enroll the children? Parents who were not Shomrei Shabbat. So the question then became, for the people who are opening up the school, should they make a requirement that the school, that these parents should become Shomrei Shabbat. In other words, should they put a demand that the only way they're going to let the children into the school is if they sign that they're going to be Shomrei Shabbat. And they discover that they're not Shomrei Shabbat, then the children are going to be expelled from the school. So it's interesting how Rav Aj is going to deal with this. Very, very beautifully. He says, first of all, let's think about this. You have a religious school and you have a secular school in the neighborhood. What kind of people who are not Shomrei Shabbat are going to bring the children to sign them up for a school that is more Torah learning, that is Torani, not just Dati, so to speak? Why are they doing that? So it seems pretty clear that if these were people that really hated Torah, there's no way in the world they're going to enroll their children into a school like this. They would just bring them to the regular public school. They bring them to the regular either religious or not religious, the Mamlachti Dati or the Mamlachti. Why are they enrolling their children in a school like this? So that's therefore, who are the people that are going to come? Must be people that have a positive feeling towards religion and towards Torah. And the reason why they're coming is, let's enroll the children and we'll get a lot of extra Torah. So they must have a positive attitude towards Torah. So people like this, Rav Aj quotes from the Chazon Ish, you have to regard them as a tinok shenishba. Why are they not observing Shabbat? Not because they're against religion. They have an axe to grind against Torah. They grew up with it and they're rejecting it. No, it's not like, it can't be like that. Must be that they didn't grow up with Torah. They just fell into following what everybody else is, or most of the rest of the community is doing. There's someone like that, with people with a positive attitude towards Torah, and just somehow they fell out of observing Torah. So if they're already coming to enroll a child in a school like this, you have to take them. It should be kiruv, not richuk. Do not make this. Rav Aj says, do not make this condition that they must observe Shabbat, because if you're going to force things, it's going to be insulting. The people will there find there that it'll be a tremendous disrespect to them, and nobody likes to be forced. When you're forced, it's just rammed down your throat. It's just not going to work. There's absolutely no buy-in. But rather, what Rav Aj says is, look, you have to hope that the time will do its own, especially the overwhelming majority of the children are going to be religious, going to be quite religious. Hopefully, the minority of children that are going to come from homes like this, they'll fit in, and they'll follow along with everybody else, and hopefully that the time will do its own. And the teachers hopefully will have a good impact on the children, and that Rav Aj writes in his experience that he knows that that children who enroll in children of parents who are not Shomer Shabbat and they're enrolled in schools like this, that they eventually themselves become Shomer Shabbat, and it become make the parents. The parents then become motivate the parents to become Shomrei Shabbat, not out of being forced, but out of me'ava, because they're inspired by it, because they like that. And in fact, I could tell you from this is my own story, that my parents were not Shomrei Shabbat when they enrolled me in a local religious day school in Brooklyn. And the school did not make such a requirement on my parents. And being in the school, learning about all these things, coming home and teaching to my parents, it inspired a change in the house. And the house became a Shomer Shabbat house, simply because this was the positive attitude that was in the school. Very nice teachers. I liked the learning. I came home and singing the songs, taught it to the parents, to my parents. My parents weren't anti-religious. They were very positive towards religiosity. Otherwise, they wouldn't have enrolled me in the school. And it's really set us in a good example. It's just whatever, time unfortunately did, in the 50s and the 60s, they were swept away from Torah, but they were, this actually being in the school brought them back to Torah. It was right after the Six-Day War. I started in 1969. The Six-Day War brought a lot of people back to Torah. Being in the school brought me back to Torah. So I can tell you what Rav Vadya writes is from first hand is really, really true. I know other people like that who became Shomrei Shabbat from the schools. And Rav Vadya says, look, this has absolutely nothing. What it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you're in the Gemara, that you're not allowed to teach a Talmid Sheino Hagun, that you're not allowed to teach an improper student. That's only with an adult. An adult who's really a Talmid Sheino Hagun, who's an improper student, that's somebody who that's what the Shulchan Aruch is speaking about. But when you're speaking about a child, it's a different story, especially, a young child, 6 years old, 7 years old, you got to give him a chance. Hey, I would just add, if time proves that the child is hostile and he's negative and he brings others down, he's not just a chote, he's a chote o machati, that's a different story. Then you can consider whether to remove him. But at least give the child a chance. Thank God I was given a chance. I know people in our kehilah in this circumstance. And they were given a chance, and it really showed so well. Now it's interesting that we find the Gemara Brachot, Rav Vadya quotes from Rabban Gamliel. He insisted that if you want to come to Beit Midrash, you have to be Tocho Kivoro. You have to be fully committed to Torah in the inside as well as the outside. You have to be sincere, fully sincere. It's a good question how you determine that. But he insisted on it. But when the Gemara tells the story in the fourth parak of Brachot, where Rabban Gamliel was impeached, he was removed from office temporarily because of the way that he dealt with Rabbi Yoshua's disagreements. And Rabban Gamliel, when he was restored to his, when Rabban Gamliel was removed, they had to add hundreds and hundreds of benches to the Beit Midrash. And the Torah was beautiful. The whole Masechet Ediyot, which we have till this very day, it all comes from that day. That Masechet came from that day. They added on these 400 benches, 700 benches, the Gemara Brachot tells us. Beautiful, beautiful Gemara. And it shows you want to open up the Torah. You want to open up the enrollment to the yeshiva, because it's going to add beauty to the Torah. It's going to be a positive contribution to Torah, and that's what Rav Vadya says with Mishnah Perkei Avot Hamidu Tamidim Harbei. That's why the Bar Tanura explains that you're supposed to, a lot of Tamidim comes to tell you that very first Mishnah in Masechet Avot, according from the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, that we should not be following Rabban Gamliel. We should have a lot of Tamidim, many many Tamidim. And that we shouldn't just say limit to a small number. Many, many allow them to come in. And Rav Vadya concludes. He says, "Look, Derachei Derachei Noam, and the Torah should be is done in a proper way, and the Torah should be pleasant, should be beautiful, And therefore, Rav Adi says, I agree with you, Rav Schlesinger, who's the famous Rav of Shchunat Gilo, the neighborhood of Gilo in Yerushalayim. And he says, it is completely permissible to take in these children. Don't force them. Don't make them sign a paper that they're going to be Shomrei Shabbat. Let them come in, and Be'ezrat Hashem, we hope that you will have much nachat from the children. So it's a beautiful tshuva, l'bayidach min yidach, that we don't allow Jews to be lost to Torah. It's a beautiful tshuva from Rav Avadja.